The long-debated $2 per pack tax on cigarettes in Philadelphia is set to go into effect as soon as next week. So who's going to pay the tax? Who's going to quit? And who's going to dodge the extra cost by buying outside the city? WHYY's Carolyn Beeler went out to the border of Philadelphia and Montgomery County to find out.
At the Hess Station at 52nd and City Line Avenue, employee Herman Lebo says he hopes the tax pushes him to resist the cigarettes he sells from behind the counter.
I'm just going to get like maybe 5 pack for now before the tax goes, and then quit after that.
Because of the tax?
Yes. That's too much. $2, that's really too much.
You don't think you're just going to go across the street and buy them outside of Philadelphia across the city line?
You know, that's not a bad idea. I would do that. Because quitting is very hard, so I think I will go to another store.
He won't be alone. The city projects a 30% avoidance rate, or people buying smokes on the black market or outside the city. In a nearby Gulf station, Winfield resident Sebastian Clark says he'll be among them.
It's the same thing with gas. If gas is even 10 cents cheaper across the street on the Montgomery County side, I'm going across the street.
Clark says he feels for people who don't have that option.
People who live in the inner city say you don't drive, you're stuck. You got to pay $8.50 for a pack of cigarettes. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Waiting for the bus in Center City, Rhonda Carrington says she hopes to quit because of the tax. But realistically,
I'm a smoker, so, you know, when you go down Atlantic City or something like that, they're $13 and $14. So you buy them down there, you might as well buy them in the city of Philadelphia.
Carrington says at least here she'll feel good supporting city school children. I'm Carolyn Beeler, WHYY News.